Chris Eilers joins us on the phone this morning. She is the executive director of the St. Louis River Alliance. It's a 23-year-old organization. The St. Louis River Alliance is joining the chorus of groups that have said, we've been serving the community for a long time, but our organization is not particularly diverse, and we want to do a little bit better. Chris, good morning, and thanks so much for joining us.
Good morning, and thanks for having me.
You sent out a news release that said, in part, the SLRA has been serving the community for 23 years, but sadly, we remain a mostly white organization. And that is not an accurate picture of who we are as a community. We pledge to do better, to not just talk about wanting a more diverse organization, but to work harder to build relationships and by partnering with organizations that represent people of color. I've heard and seen a number of these statements. Organizations are taking a hard look at their policies and their practices, and this is nothing that we have seen organizations doing before, and certainly en masse. Talk about what it was about now that prompted your organization to take this response.
Well, I think that obviously, you know, things have come, have boiled over and in our country, and we have kind of a perfect storm going on. And I say perfect because these are the kinds of things that need to happen for people to take a look at their lives personally. And that's what I've been doing. And, you know, our organization has, we have been trying to do things that that bring other people to the table, other communities, people of color. And I don't even want to talk about what we've been trying to do, because when we look around the table, we can see who's not there. And that's what we're judging ourselves by. So, you know, I think that in times like this, when we see the pain across the nation in our brothers and sisters, and we look across the table and they're not there, then we obviously haven't been doing enough. And so it's right now, it's a time of urgency and a personal reflection time. And every one of our board members and our staff, and we're very small. And so we can talk about the things that we've done right, but it's not producing results. And so we have to try harder. We have to make it a top priority. And that's what we're doing right now. So it's been really a strange time in our world, and with COVID and having to work from home and not being connected to each other and not being able to sit down in a room and really go through these things together in that way. So that does provide some challenges, but it's also provided opportunities for me personally to take more time to do reading, to go back over videos that I have watched before to educate ourselves. So right now, we are working on educating ourselves so that we understand the reasons why we have existing racism in our country still to this day, after so many years of people fighting and fighting and fighting.
This time has given some people in some circumstances the opportunity to slow down a little bit. And I've got some friends that I think are in that boat, and I really hope that they do take that time to, you know, this is such a wonderful opportunity to do the reading in your field or as a person, you know, that you've always wanted to do, to maybe do some deep dives into things that, oh, gosh, I'd like to learn more about that or know more about that, but I just don't have the time. And I'm hoping that, if nothing else, for some folks, they are going to realize that this incessant busyness, that there are different ways to cope with the busyness, and there are different ways to cope with the boredom also. You know, there are some things that you can do that are really, really gratifying. One of the things that I hear you saying is, even though we have been trying to do some things right, they have not produced results. The action step is not there. We have heard protesters talking, of course, about different situations and different organizations, different parts of the system say there's been talk, there hasn't been action. I'm curious because the organizations that I'm aware of that are saying, look, we don't have diversity. We've not been able to get it right yet, are saying we are pledging to take action. So talk to me a little bit about some of the action steps, at least from here,
okay,
that you're hoping to take.
Well, the first thing is education. We need to understand systemic racism. And I see a lot of things on Facebook about people really pushing back against the use of the word white privilege. And I can remember personally the first time I heard the word, and it evokes sort of a negative reaction in a lot of us. And so I think the first thing is for us to do is to educate ourselves on what systemic racism is and what white privilege is. So we have some resources that we've been using. I personally bought 2 books, and I recommended them to the board and to help us understand that. So personally, we have to each one of us take personal responsibility for our part in that and to educate ourselves. And this is personal responsibility. Every single person that has white skin needs to take that personal responsibility instead of pushing back against that, you know, the words. And the words do evoke a strong response, and I'm learning about why it does that. And so we need to understand what systemic racism is, because each one of us has a part in that. Each one of us with white skin has a part in that. And we need to understand what we can do to dismantle those systems that are causing the racism, that are causing the poverty, that are causing this pain and the ability for people to abuse other human beings. And so if we each one of us does that, then our organization can heal as an organization. And so that's what we're starting with first, is education. I've been devoting part of my day every single day to reach out and try to find some more resources for us as a board so that we can come up with a plan that we can follow. And there's a great organization that we've been working with over the years, and they are going to help us. They are consultants, and they're going to help us come up with a plan so that we can work within our community and reach into Black communities and other communities or other organizations who cater to people of color, because we are networked in with the Native American community, but we have not been networked in with the Black community. And so that's been a challenge, and I have not done enough to do that, you know, to reach in and to be able to provide services, but not only that, but to be able to provide opportunities for people to come be part of our organization. So as an organization, what we are doing is each one of us personally right now is educating ourselves. We will have some discussions about that. I will be working with another organization to, as I said, to work up a plan of action so that we have something to follow. So those are the first 2 things that we're doing.
Does it feel... As you get ready, or as you begin to think about it in your mind, about actually reaching out to members of a community that perhaps you have not reached out to before, does it feel complicated? Does it feel emotionally a little bit, are folks going to take this the way I'm intending it? Does it feel complicated?
Yeah, it does feel that way. It does feel that way because, you know, basically, it probably will feel like, you know, we've been ignored this whole time. Now everybody's going to get on the bandwagon and then reach out. So that it does feel that way. But I guess I've been searching and searching and to find, you know, what my issues are. And to me, it's we can only operate from the level that we know, that we're not that we're comfortable with, but that we know. And so to me, I have to set aside my discomfort because it's not about me right now. And that's what I don't even want to focus on. It's not about me. It's about how, you know, we just have to give an earnest, not just an attempt, but take action. So that's where I'm coming from as the director and taking personal responsibility for not leading the organization in that, you know, far enough in that direction and just putting aside our own discomfort as a group and just saying, okay, we are networked with people, but it's not enough is what I'm saying. And so, you know, I have some ideas on how to go about it, but basically we just have to set aside our comfort and we have to build relationships. And that's something that our organization is good at. So building relationships is what we do. We don't just try to set up token individuals as leadership. We build relationships. And that's about love and that's about treating each other as human beings and getting to know people.
And when you do get to know someone, then it's easier from a place of what you hope is mutual trust to say, what's the best way? What do you need? What's the best way to go forward here? What's your sense of that? And then you can ask people instead of, you know, but like you say, we got to start somewhere. And so it is awkward and it feels uncomfortable. And there probably isn't any way, and this is maybe the reason why some of these steps haven't been taken before.
Right.
Because they're just awkward as heck sometimes.
Well, and you know, the thing that we don't want to do right now is to ask our Black friends and other people of color friends, what should we be doing at this very moment? We don't want to be putting our emotions on them and co-opting resources. And so that's why I'm hiring a company to help us with this organization who has worked and changed their whole organization around in the last 5 years or so. And I've watched how their organization has changed and they are not local, but right now that's one of our resources. And so that will help me be able to come up with the action plans to work within our community. So we are paying somebody for their time. We don't want to co-opt people's time.
And their emotional energy. It's
exactly. We cannot do that.
This is
I don't want people to run to their Black friends who are in extreme amount of pain right now and tell them about their pain and their discomfort and that's just absolutely wrong. And so we want to find ways of doing our work, you know, without doing that.
Chris, I have such admiration for the way you're handling this process. And I think this could be a model for other folks embarking on this process. I'm so glad you agreed to talk with us this morning. Thank you so much.
I appreciate your show always, Lisa.
Thanks, Chris. Chris Eilers is the executive director of the St. Louis River Alliance, and they released a statement last week, I believe, saying that they are a mainly white organization and that this is not an accurate picture of who they are as a community, and they're pledging to do better about wanting a more diverse organization and building some new partnerships.